In this bulletin, the federal government announces a review of the Australian Defence Force. Nancy Pelosi becomes the highest-ranking American official to visit Taiwan in 25 years, and an Australian weightlifter makes Commonwealth Games history. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Stuart Ayres has resigned from the New South Wales Ministry and the Deputy Liberal Leadership. A draft review into the John Barilaro New York jobs scandal found he may have breached the Ministerial Code of Conduct. The recruitment process for the New York-based trade role is the subject of a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry. Premier Dominic Perrottet says his resignation follows a briefing he received from the Department of Premier and Cabinet on Tuesday.
The issues in the review go directly to the engagement of Minister Ayres with the Department Secretary in respect of the recruitment process. So that raises questions in relation to the Ministerial Code of Conduct. As a result, Minister Ayres has resigned from his positions and DPC, the Department of Premier and Cabinet, will conduct an investigation in relation to those.
In a statement, Mr. Ayres says he hasn't breached the code of conduct for ministers, but he's decided to resign to allow the matter to be fully investigated. The federal government has announced a major strategic review of the Australian Defence Force to ensure it's well positioned to meet future security challenges. The review will be the first of its kind since 2012 and will be led by retired Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston and former Labor Defence Minister Stephen Smith. Defence Minister Richard Marles says their recommendations on the ADF's structure and preparedness will be delivered in March next year.
It will look at questions of force structure. It will look at questions of capability. It will ask and answer foundational questions about, given our strategic circumstances, what is it that we want our Defence Force to do on behalf of our nation in this moment. This will be the most significant review that we have seen of our Defence Force in decades.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has called for calm and a de-escalation of tensions between Beijing and Washington after US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan. She's the highest-ranking American official in 25 years to visit. China has condemned the visit, saying it's a threat to peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration wants to avoid conflict.
Now, there's no reason for Beijing to turn this visit, which is consistent with longstanding U.S. policy, into some sort of crisis, or use it as a pretext to increase aggressiveness and military activity in or around the Taiwan Strait, now or beyond her travel. We will not engage in saber rattling. We will continue to operate in the seas and the skies of the Western Pacific as we have done for decades. We will continue to support Taiwan.
New South Wales police are appealing for the public to help solve the case of the assassination of a Turkish diplomat and his bodyguard more than four decades ago. As part of a reinvestigation into the 1980 case, the Counterterrorism and Special Tactics Command has released an audio recording of a claim of responsibility in the hope that someone can recognise the female's voice. In the recording, the voice claims responsibility for the assassinations on behalf of the Justice Commandos of the Armenian Genocide.
The attacks are in the retaliation for the injustice done to the Armenians by Turkey in 1915. We are the authors of the above-mentioned act.
Right.
We have no connection at all with the so-called Armenian Secret Army. And Turkish institutions are our target, the Armenian Genocide.
The Turkish Consul General and his bodyguard were shot outside a residence in Dover Heights about 9:45 a.m. on Wednesday, December 17, back in 1980. Up to $1 million can be paid for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the murders. Australia has secured more than 100 medals at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Action after day five events saw Australia claim 11 gold medals, 12 silver and 12 bronze, bringing Australia's total haul to 106 medals on the telly. One of the highlights was Australian weightlifter Eileen Chikamantana, who became the first woman to win Commonwealth Games gold medals for two different countries. She's previously competed for Fiji. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.